This studies, I think, are interesting. It's something different from the other. It concerns the third body in the eclipsing binary, AB Canis Minoris. And the question, if this body is a third body, is a hot Jupiter or a brown dwarf? Bones, again, on the present study, is the derivation of the actual parameters of the components, observations of transits for an accurate period and set determination, and discussion about the nature of the Earth component. We used a 14-centimeter telescope in the University of Athens Observatory, and the observations lasted from 2007 till this year. You can see the fit with the Phoebe again in the observed points, and with in the dust dotted boxes, you can see two observed transits. We have the module again of the system and the location of the components in the mass ratios diagram. Here you can see all the observed transits from 2007 till this year phased on the binary period. We analyzed only the complete transits, which was I think 5 or 6. We used the FOST software. Information for this software you can see in our poster. But the problem is that we don't know around which component the third body orbits. So we assume two cases. Case one, where the third body orbits the primary component, and case B orbits the secondary component. Here you can see the fitting on the observed collectors with the first EST and the respective 3D model on the right of them. The same for the case B scenario, where you can see that the third body was found to have a large radii. So, the eclipsing components of our main sequence stars in moving in eccentric orbits, we have calculated and updated the affinities of the transits. The shape of the transits differs from time to time, so this is, of course, affect the derived parameters of the third body. The mean radius value, 4.4 and 6.4 respectively for cases A and B, was found. But according to high square value, the derivation, the solution of case A was found to be more realistic. The system's light curves can be solved either or without a third light inclusion. So, finally, the hot Jupiter scenario seems to fail because the large value of the radii. Therefore, the brown dwarf hypothesis seems to marginally satisfy the current results. Thank you very much.